You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 54. I'm your host, Lita. I'm sick. Thanks. And Spanky's helping count me down. Thanks for that, Spanky. Joining me is my co-host, Stone, who is alive. You're alive. Yes. How you doing?
I'm alive.
You're alive. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that's positive.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're alive. Mm-hmm. I'm having a dance with stitches at the moment, which isn't working very well. But anyway, you get that.
Focus.
So how you doing? How'd you pull up?
I pulled up, put the car in park, and got out of the car. And I locked it.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the stream in a minute then. Fine. That's okay. That's so good. That's fine. We can do that. Yes.
We can do that. Okay. We can do what we want.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you finished the fight now?
No, because it's not working like it used to work, so they're all dying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Stuff and things. Things and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
You get that.
Yep. I really don't know what to say. It's plus 27 here, and it's going to feel like a high of 37.
Mm. And, wow.
The heat is going to be great, and it's going to be muggy, and I love it. I love all heat. Bring it. Summer. It's summertime for us. Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Summertime.
So.
In the summertime. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's cold. It's not too cold here, really, but, I mean, I'm sick, so I'm finding it's very cold for me at the moment. So I've been rugged up with big woolly jumper and scarf and socks on and stuff. Which is hilarious because I'm in Queensland. So, yeah. Yeah. It's not that bad. What?
I'm just doing show notes still. That's all.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, did we have anything happen in game this week?
No, there wasn't. I don't think so. I think checked on the next week, and there's nothing new supposed to be coming along. So,
right.
Okay. There doesn't need to be anything new every week. It's so I don't mind that.
No.
It gives us time to deal with the stuff that we already have in front of us to play with and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty. Well, how about you're ready to?
Banky says that there's a PvP brawl.
Okay.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
PvP
basketball and PvP.
I don't know.
Okay. That sounds interesting. Yeah. I've not heard about it, but cool. Okay. PvP is good. I've hit rank 20, prestige 1, rank 20, whatever that is.
Thanks to your PvP. So you should say that your Abyssal has reached rank 20 of prestige 1.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's right, because I dropped my Inferno. I drop it like it's hot, because it is.
So I'm it's like along with that. I think I've got 14 or 15 out of 20 for the bareback brawl. I'm focusing more on the ones that you can only PvP on. So like the one in Blackrook. Like there's no there's no player, like there's no NPCs that count. The one where you do the deep dive into the thing, into the pit. Yeah, like at least you can kill other things there and have a count. So trying to do
I've not seen very many come up. So have you seen have they been all coming up for you, the four of them?
Yep, I think there was one day this past week where nothing was up, and I was like, oh, well, then I'll just sit on it. Fine. That's fine. And then the next day, I think I had the Blackrock Hold one come up. So
Okay, I haven't seen the Murloc one for weeks, and it's been a while since I've the Blackrock Rumble one, and those are the two that I need. I've got two more to get for the Murloc, and I've got four more to get for the Blackrock Rumble. And then I get the achievement, then get the mount. So, but they're never on. They're never up whenever I log in at night. So I don't know if it's like a time thing, or if they're just doing them during the day, or what. It's bizarre.
Shouldn't be a short time. It should be a normal time, right? So I don't think that I don't think that they're short times. So maybe it just hasn't come up yet.
I don't know, but yeah, it's just like okay. So I normally drop it on whichever PvP thing's going to give me either the most honor, or if they give me tokens, or if they'll give me like a gear. So depends. So I still drop it on a PvP one because I want the extra honor anyway. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll see. Spanky says they're 6 hours.
6 hours.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, okay. They're probably dropped during the day when I'm not on.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, oh, well. We'll see.
Quit your job and get on that.
Mm. Yeah, sure. I'll just do that. Absolutely. Sure. Why not? Anyway, did you have something that you had to play for us?
I do. Did you want to bring it in or no? Do you just want to?
Sure. I can bring it in. No, Spanky, I'm not doing that. So anyway, we've got one of the things that we like to promote and to support is, of course, Calm Before the Storm, which I think we both helped out in various ways with it last year. And of course, we're very excited that they've got another, they're running it again this year, Seraphis and, I'm having mental blank.
Zia.
Thank you. Zia.
Heather. It's okay.
Heather. Yes. Organizing again, which is fantastic. Another Con Before the Storm. And, we've got a little something that we want to play, so hit it, please.
Hey, this is Heather and Dave, organizers for our fifth annual event, Con Before the Storm. This event means the world to us and the community, and for the last 4 years, none of this would be possible without you. Since 2013, when we began as World of Podcast, every year we have been humbled by the kindness of people in this community.
On Thursday, November 2nd, we plan to return with World of Podcast, our amazing fan art gallery featuring over 200 pieces of unique art, our meet and greet where content creators like Bajira, esports team like Method, and celebrity personalities like Malik Forte, Pamela Horton, and Michelle Morrow have mingled with fans.
Our Kickstarter is currently in full swing. We want to hit our stretch goals to get a larger space, which includes a Frog Pants and A-Move TV meetup, plus potentially some other stretch goal surprises.
Thank you for taking the time to check out our campaign and for your continued support. Help us kick off BlizzCon celebrations this year at Con Before the Storm 2017. Party by fans, for fans. For more information, please visit kickstarter.combeforestorm.com.
Cool.
Yay. Excellent.
So I'm in his raid team, and it's funny some of the things that I hear. So poor Seraphis. He's like me, where he doesn't like to go and ask people for cash, but he's like, well, I can't fund this myself, so. But yeah. He really doesn't like to go and ask people for help for that kind of stuff. So I completely understand what he's hoping through. It's funny.
It's funny, but they're good people. And, oh, absolutely. You know, that's the main thing. They are good people.
I'm going to dance beside you, okay?
Okay, you can dance beside me. I'm still trying to figure out this.
I was lucky enough to be able to get breakfast with them, which I'm really looking forward to. Really looking forward to. Because I wanted to do it my first year going to BlizzCon, and then I wasn't sure if I was actually going to be there because ticket stuff happened with Eventbrite. And then last year, most of my funding money went to support DitchCon, which also DitchCon is 75%. Like, they need $1,700 to fund. She's not dancing with me anymore. See ya.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll just dance here by myself. I'm used to being on my own. So. Wow. And this year I was like, okay, I have limited funds, but I have money set aside specifically to help folks out, and I was able to finally get the breakfast with them this year, so I'm looking forward to it. So, whoa.
Nice.
Where did I get the heart from?
Is that from
you?
There you go.
Wow. So, yeah.
See? Oh, cool.
Yeah. So... why don't you tell us what the... How about you tell us about what you did this week in WoW, Lita?
Okay. All right. I have been sick, so I haven't played a huge amount, but I did a couple of things. So I actually had been keeping an eye on the auction house and on the token. So I decided it was up to like 106,000.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's up to 109.
Wow.
Now. Yeah. So I decided that I don't need money on Earthen Ring, but I've got my human warlock over on Airy Peak and I've started leveling her because I wanna see the Alliance side of the Broken Shore stuff. I've tried to stay away from all the spoilers, and I still have not seen it, and I still don't know the stuff, but of course it might take me years to get there anyway. So I thought, well, I'd get a token. So I bought a token on with her, and I put it up on the auction house and sold it, and I got over 106,000
nice.
Gold, which was very exciting. And then I was like, I'm going to go buy myself the chopper. So I did. I already had about 20, I think I might have had about 24,000 on there.
Okay.
But I thought, well, it'll give me a buffer because I wasn't sure. I thought that the chopper was 120,000 for some reason. But when I finally found the guy in Stormwind and went to buy, it was only 100,000. So I was like, oh, sweet. I've got a little bit of, you know, I've got a little bit to play with. So it's called the Champion's Tread Blade. And you buy it from this guy in Stormwind. And yeah, so I bought it. And I don't know, but I think she looks pretty badass on the bike. I was riding it around Stormwind for a little while. Would have been really cool if it could fly, but, I was like, yeah, It's not a pretty mount. It's definitely not a pretty mount, but I really think in the garb, she's wearing the Warlock set from Twilight. What would it be? I think it's from Bastion. It'd be like one of the ones from like Bastion of Twilight or whatever it is. That, okay. You know, like that, one of the Catarades, which is really cool. It's all that purple and black and it's really cool. So I thought it looked really good. I was a bit disappointed it didn't add to my mount count, but then I kind of was like, well, I've got the Horde one. So obviously this is the, you know, this is the equivalent Alliance side. So that just stayed the same. So it's like, well, you know, I thought it was money well spent. It's kind of cool. Of course, only my Alliance tunes will be able to drive it, but I do have some Alliance tunes. So, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy I finally got it. I honestly had resound the fact that I may have never been able to do it without playing Alliance like a lot, but yay for WoW tokens. That's all I can say. Yeah.
I think
so that was,
I think when I bought the, when I bought my Red Blade, I think I did buy the token as well. I think that's how it worked out.
Okay. Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, you know, it's not too bad. I honestly did think it was 120,000. So I'm not sure if that also has anything to do with faction. Like if you're exalted with Stormwind or anything.
Yeah, but I got it at 100,000.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe it's just that. So it was a little bonus.
Whoa.
Oh, 300,000. Whoa, cool.
Whatever you're doing, you need to stop downloading the bad movies and clear up your bandwidth. Because you were like Mrs. Why? Roboto for a bit there. Oh. Holy moly.
Was I? Nice. Yeah. I am not a robot.
I see through your tricks.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, it's sitting on yellow, but it normally sits on yellow, so. Anyway. Yeah, and then we did your live stream. So that was fun. So we did some mount runs, which was cool. We didn't have any luck on any mounts, though, yeah. So that was a bit of a bummer. But we did some world bosses, and what else did we do? We did some Pandaria stuff, so that was cool. But I did pick up some transmog pieces, so I was quite happy with that, because it's nice to get stuff that I don't have. You know what I mean? Like, whee! So that was cool. And we played our dwarfs that we had started a little while ago. And we got them from, I think it was level 11 or level 12.
Started at 11. At 11.
11, yeah. And we got them to level 20. So that was good. We did lots of questing.
And what else happened at level 20?
Well, at level 20, I said, we've got to go get our riding skills. So I went to get my riding skill. And I'm a warlock. Mm-hmm. And there was something else I did, and I couldn't remember the other thing that I did. That I had complete mental moment for.
Well, the other thing was that we never looked at the mount that I wanted to give to you that said that you can only learn at level 40. And it's like, what?
Yeah, that's right. You've made a mount that I don't have, which I can't remember which one it is. But anyway.
It's the blacksmith mount. No.
And this is why we were leveling the dwarves. And I suppose we both just assumed that it was level 20 you know, so hence why we were leveling them. So we get to level 20, Stone goes to trade me, and as I'm looking at the trade open, the mounts are red, and I arrow over it, and it says level 40. And I've just gone, level 40 mount.
Great.
So we've got more leveling to do with these tunes, apparently.
Yay.
So we both had the little mental moments, which was completely hilarious.
When I saw it, it said level 20.
Yeah. Well, I just assumed. Yeah, they must have.
Yeah.
It's quite funny, though, because we can use any mount from level 20.
Why do you have to wait until 40 to learn it? Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, so we've got more leveling to do. But anyway, the screenshot I've got, that was one that we did a double ding. We were normally dinging pretty close together.
Yeah.
Most times. But this was one where we actually dinged at pretty much the same time. So that was quite funny. And I managed to screenshot it. So yay. So I think that was us dinging about level 18 or 19.
Oh, I thought that was 20. No.
No, I don't think that was the 20 ding. I think that was about 18 or 19. But anyway, a ding. We dinged good. We dinged good.
Do you have the 5% XP ring? I think you do, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just wondering why.
Yeah, I've got the dread.
I think I might have killed more things maybe when you were not in range, but I thought we were pretty good about being in range with each other and killing stuff. So I don't. Because there was one time, I don't remember what level, but I leveled up before you, and it's like, huh?
Yeah. Like, I know. I don't know. I'm not really sure about that. Maybe you had the Wii buff on?
No. Not that tune.
But we weren't, the thing is, we weren't dinging exactly at the same time.
Yeah.
And then we did ding. Oh, when we were looking for Nip, we were going different ways, remember?
Yeah.
We were running around looking for rares and stuff as well, and I think you went one way and I went another. Mm-hmm. So maybe you picked up a couple of extra kills or something.
Yeah, maybe.
But Nip is Nyx, wasp.
No.
I call it Nip.
No, it's Nip.
It's Nip.
We were looking for it's Nip.
Looking for Nip. Yeah, so that was quite good. And then last night, I think it was last night with the boys, we ended up doing an invasion in Valcharar. We'd done our Broken Shore stuff, and they said, oh, there's still a few hours or so left on this invasion. Who wants to come? And so I took my hunter, Keela. And I took her over there, and she dinged 107. So, nice. So she's getting there slowly. I died lots. I don't know what the go is. I feel very hunter, not very hunterific at the moment. But I managed to. We got through all of them, and I dinged 107, so I was like, well, yay, I finally did that, so that was good. And that's pretty much it, because the rest of the time I've been in bed, sick.
No.
So how about you? What have you been up to?
Let me get my notes, because I don't remember anything.
Okay.
So I wrote a note here, just in case things didn't turn out well. During my 24-hour live stream. And, great. And Bob's hyper. Great. Hey, Bob. Basically, I wrote a note saying, nice knowing all of you. It's been an absolute pleasure. Be good to one another. See you all mm-hmm. on the other side. Peace out.
Right. And then, peace out. Right.
And then the next one I have, not dead! I made it. So
you made it. You did.
It was funny. The worst part, I'm glad I set up the times the way that I did, because the worst part definitely was during the night. And I was rewatching the podcast part of the stream, and when mm-hmm. Nisi, yeah, that's not going to happen, buddy. Say hello. Hello.
Hey, Bob.
And now go bug somebody else. No, don't look up at me. No. He licks my foot. Yep. He's like, come in. So the worst part of the night or the stream was at night.
And yeah.
Maybe early morning, I was really mm-hmm. beginning to feel it. And because at that point in the early morning, that was my 24 hours, even though it was like only 11 hours in.
Yeah.
So, playing D&D for about 3 or 4 hours actually really, really helped, because it was a change from playing a game where you can kind of zone out, right?
Mm,
versus playing D&D, you might have to think a bit, right? And being forced to have to think kind of woke me up a bit. After that, I was good. I was good to go. I was watching the podcast part of the video, and mm-hmm. the part where Nisi goes, she says to me in chat, Stone, wake up. And I'm looking at the video, and I'm like, I was not sleeping. And I'm thinking, I was looking at my phone. And I'm looking and I'm looking back at that part. And yeah, I'm looking at my phone. Like, my mouth is moving. Like, sometimes what I do is that I kind of nibble on the inside of my cheek. Not the cheek, but like just on the lip part. Anyway, so it's almost like I nibble on my cud. I chew my cud. So
gay.
So I was like, I wasn't sleepy. I wasn't even close to being asleep. Not even close. But yeah, we went like 24 hours and 42 minutes or something.
Yeah. She's awesome.
And then I couldn't go to sleep when we were done, mm-hmm. and I went to have a shower, and the only thing I remember in the shower was, I hope I don't fall asleep in the shower. And that's the only thing I remember. And then then apparently I made my way into bed, because I don't remember that either. And pretty much it. Like, I just, like, I, it's funny when you're tired, you start to not remember anything. Like, there's some stuff people were saying that I was doing during the stream. For instance, I leveled an alt. But, like, I played an alt for about half hour, 45 minutes. I do not remember that at all. Like none. None of it. And I'm looking at my notes, and I'm like, yeah, actually, I did. So, and I'm looking at myself like, I'm awake, but the brain was just like not recording. Knock my headphones off you. Things that happen when you're sleep deprived. I was worried that things were going to happen at night, because the last time that I had gone more than 24 hours without sleep, I was very young. I would say I'd be like 17, 18. I went about 48. It was over the 2 days. It was over 48 hours without sleep, because we were playing computer games. We basically had a LAN, a LAN, a LAN part, the, and by the time I got back home, like I had not slept. So when I finally went to sleep, during the middle of that sleep, I got up, and I remember this. I got up thinking I had to escape from my room. So I ran out from my room. I ran out from my condo door, and I ran down the condo fire escape stairs, and I got down three floors because we were up on the eighteen, and by the time I got down to 15, I realized, wait a second. This is real life. Like I'm awake and I'm running outside and I'm in my underwear. And I'm like, what the hell? So I crept back upstairs to my room, and my condo door locks when it shuts. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a key. So I'm like, I'm caught outside in my gitches and without a key, and I'm like, somebody's gonna walk down the hallway being like, there's a strange man or kid, I wasn't small at that point, so there's a strange guy in the hallway only wearing underwear. We need to call security. So I began to knock on the door, and I was like, is like, my mom's not home. She's at work. What the hell am I going to do? Like, I'm going to be stuck out here. And luckily my stepfather was home. And I was like, hey, how's it going? And he looks at me, and I'm like, I had a bad dream. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, as if, oh, yeah, sure. So I was worried that the night that when this dream was all over, that I was going to do something like that again, where all of a sudden I'm just like, I got to get out of here. And I run outside in my underwear, because this time it would be outside, like outside. So... that's my story of not sleeping. So basically now I'm having problems getting the 24-hour live stream. So it's still fully on Twitch. So I basically did not record it on my end because I knew that it would be recorded on Twitch's side. And I didn't want to add the extra resources to record it on my side, because I didn't know how large it was going to be. It ended up being over 23 gigs. And I was also streaming to Facebook, right? So that adds an extra thing too. So I was like, let's just get it off of Twitch. So I downloaded the full video off of Twitch, but there's no sound. And I'm checking all my stuff to make sure there's sound on my side. And there's clearly sound on my side. And then I go check the actual file, and there is there's no information for sound in there. Nothing.
Dude.
And it's like, okay, so basically you made me download a 23 gig file that has no sound. Even though when you go watch, if you go back on Twitch right now and go rewatch it, there is sound. So I don't know why. So I went to export the video, the full video to YouTube, and it failed because it's too long.
Nice.
So apparently the maximum video length that you can have is 12 hours. It's like, okay, I did not know that.
Damn.
So then I'm
can
like,
you split it?
Well, I decide, okay, I'm going to export the video to YouTube in 15-minute segments because that's a option. And I worked it out that it comes out to 99 parts for the whole thing. I checked it right now; it stopped at part 88. Like, what? Why?
Wow.
So there's no and I sent an email to Twitch support. And I've not got a response yet. I really hoping that they can help me out before the 2 weeks, because after 2 weeks it gets deleted, right? So
yeah,
I think what I'm gonna have to do is that for the last, I think I have about 3 hours left, for the last 3 hours, I think I'm gonna have to screen capture it off of XSplit.
Oh, okay.
And I might rebroadcast it and have it saved on the Twitch side, and then also put that in as 15-minute segments so that I can continue with that. Because actually, I don't mind it being up in 15-minute segments because it's in its own playlist. So it's a completely separate thing, which is cool. It's not the best thing, but I think at this point, until I get a response from Twitch, that's the only option I have. And I'm not a partner. I'm technically only an affiliate, which apparently it doesn't. Right. It does not improve support. So if you're a partner, your support time gets bumped up like to really quick. So
yeah. Oh, okay.
Other than that, apparently I played my alt rogue in Convert to Raid. I don't really remember it, but I leveled, so I have it here in my notes that I leveled from 107 to 110. So actually that's my that's my third character at 110. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only my third. Which is really strange for me because I'm used to having them all up by now. And I did use the Weebuff and the Dark Moon hat. I discovered that the Dark Moon hat gets removed from your inventory when the fair is gone, and I did not know that. I thought it would sit there until the fair comes back, and then you can go and use it again. But so basically, I wasted 10 tickets because I only had one hat left. And at that point I was like level 109. I think I had just gotten into 109. I leveled up fairly quickly. Being able to fly, man, it trivializes the game. I really like it, especially now, because now we're at the point where it's like we've played the game, right? And great. But now I can completely see that they're like, yeah, we can't give you flying right off the bat because like all this work that we're doing, it's going to be gone. So
yeah,
I completely understand, but I love flying. I can level up so
good. So fast.
And being able to see all the stuff, like, because I have my draw distance set really, really high. I love being able to see how everything is laid out and where things are. It's, I don't know. I just really like, I love maps. I love maps. Could be real world maps, fake map. I love them. I'm just a map guy. And in WoW, because you can fly up so high, and you can zoom out and all that stuff. It just, you know, it makes me feel like I'm in a map and I can do stuff, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, it's nice. You can fly. I mean, it's that feeling of being able to fly over and to see things from above. And how freeing does it feel to be able to fly with your character? Like, it has that sense of freedom to a certain degree, which is wonderful, which is very, very cool. So,
Sorry, I'm just readjusting the screen. I didn't realize you moved over there.
I'm there. I'm sitting there. I'm listening to you telling the story. So, you know, we're all sitting here. Look, Pip, Fip. Mr. Bigglesworth, we're all sitting listening to you telling us the tales.
And the pug. Oh, yeah, they did remove that. Sorry, I'm watching him scoot his bum on the floor, and I'm like, and he went back and sniffed it. I remember that he used to leave a mark, and the people complained. And they removed. Yeah. And they removed. See how he's doing the scooting right now? So it used to leave a mark. and people complained about it, and now it's gone.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of gross, but, you know.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. And you know what? We all poop. So when people, that's one thing I like to remind myself of when somebody becomes very, what's the word for it? When people think that they're better than you, you know, like that kind of stuff, when they become, when they start to think, oh, I'm the best and this and that. And I'm thinking, yeah, but you still have to go poo too. So. No, you're like normal people. It's okay. Right? So the last part I want to say was that when I dinged up on 110 on my Rogue, I was like, oh yeah, I can go use the compendium, like the artifact knowledge compendium. So yeah. I got the one that was 1-6 and I sent it to both of my alts. I sent it actually to this one that I'm on right now, and I sent it to this new level 110 and I used them, and I used it on this guy first, and then I used it on my Rogue. And when I used it on my Rogue, I'm like, why didn't the artifact knowledge increase? Like, why didn't the knowledge level increase? It's still at, I don't know what it was. It didn't go up to 30 or 29. It just depends on what you already have in the works, right? So it didn't get bumped up. And I was like, what? Why not? What's going on? What happened? And I went to go check it out, and apparently you have to do the quest using lost knowledge. It's the first artifact, not knowledge, quest to research that stuff. If you don't use that, the tomes don't work. Like, you can use the tomes, just they don't give you the bump. So I'm assuming it's a bug. Because, you know, like, why wouldn't it? If they really meant for you to have to do the quest first, you would think that there would be a requirement on the knowledge item, but there's nothing there. So this must be a bug. I contacted Blizzard support. And I asked them, you know, are you able to restore it? Because I'm not sure, right? Because technically, I mean, I heard a lot of people saying that Blizzard was screwing them over, and I'm like, what? Blizzard's not going to screw you over. Like, come on. And so I open up the ticket, not knowing if they'd be like, yeah, well, sorry. You know, we're not going to restore it because, you know, it's only 1,000 resources or something. You guys can get that really quick. I wasn't sure if that's the kind of thing that was going on or not. I didn't think that would happen, but they responded and fixed it like within the hour. Like, it was really quick.
Oh, cool.
I was like, okay. Holy crap.
Well, that's good. That's nice.
Yeah. And, so I did the quest and, and then I did the items, and yeah, everything works fine.
Okay.
So cool. I kind of hope that Blizzard would put if they want it to be a thing where you have to have that quest done, then I'm hoping that they can put a quest restriction on it, saying you must have completed this quest, or just remove it, because it feels weird that you would have to do the quest first. Because you can use the compendium 1-4 without having to do the quest.
Okay.
So I don't see why they had it now. It's just a bug, I'm sure. And I don't know if they've hot fixed it or not. I'm sure maybe Spanky can find out. Spanky knows all these things.
Spanky knows.
Oh, I'm just looking at Twitch chat now. Sorry.
That could be Spanky's podcast. That Spanky would be knows.
A, that would make an amazing podcast. What for?
I would.
No, no, I'm reading what he was saying. That would make a an amazing podcast. I don't know
I
if
think
he's,
that was
when I was telling was talking about my sleep
the sound issue.
The sound issue?
I think that had to do with the YouTube.
Oh.
With the video.
Oh, he thought of a podcast.
Anyway, he can tell us. I was going to say, oh, sorry, did you have anything else that you wanted to mention?
No, that was...
The
24-hour show with no sound. Yeah.
No sound.
It's fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, fantastic. Excellent. No, anyway, I was just going to mention that the reason that we're sitting here in... can you do stitches in my garrison?
Technically, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Pets. Have you got the Pandaren Water Spirit?
Yes.
Okay. So put it on, make sure number two is dive and number three is the, what do you call it? Geyser. That's it. Words. And then you want Chrominius. Chrominius needs to be Howl. Sorry.
Yeah.
Howl is number two.
Yeah.
Surge of Power number three, and make number one Bite.
Okay.
And then I don't care what you put into number three slot, but I put in a rabbit. I just put in a rabbit. You shouldn't have to use it.
But can I put in a
level? Because you're gonna kill him.
Oh, okay.
You're only going to use the Pandaren Water Spirit and Chrominius.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's go.
All right. So go into battle.
Yeah. Oh, she's...
All right. And what you're going to do is you're going to go dive.
Yeah.
Go dive first.
Yep.
And then Geyser.
Okay.
Swap to Chrominius.
Hold on. I did Geyser and waiting for him to take... Yep. Whoa, I almost died, though. I got critted.
Swap to Chrominius. Okay. Yep. Go Howl.
Come on. All right. Howl.
Surge of Power.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. And then the Geyser will go off, too. Oh, my goodness. That's going to nuke him.
Now, if he's not dead by the time Geyser goes off, Bite.
Yeah, he's not dead. That's surprising.
They changed it. When they changed Pandaren Water Spirit and Chrominius, it doesn't do as
Ditches ignores big a attacks that do less than five that do less than five than mm-hmm. less than 500 damage. So mm-hmm. my bite was blocked because it does mm-hmm. less than 500 damage.
Yeah, but he's gonna die. So you should be able to kill him again?
No, he's go at 160 health. Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha.
Go Howl now, because Howl should be back up.
Yeah.
And go Bite. Because I don't think Surge of Power is back up.
No. There we go.
Howl, then Bite. So Bite.
I just want to see if my guy will die, because if my guy will die, then I could still have my leveling pet in there. No, he doesn't die. Oh, well. Yay. Okay.
And he comes back.
And then he'll
die again because he's undead. So he should take.
Yeah.
He'll die at the end of that turn.
So now.
Which means. So there you go. Ta-da.
Yay.
Okay, so that's how you do that. So the reason that we're actually back in the garrison, I just wanted to make mention. Because there's a very perfect storm going to hit my perfect storm. The perfect pet battling storm is actually finally going to hit because it's been a while. It's been a while. So Stitches Jr. in the garrison is two before Squirt. will appear. It is also pet battling week. So sign of the critter means that when you do the pet battle, your experience is gained by 200%. So Squirt is going to come in 2 days. So Stitches is going to reset. Stitches is going to reset to Hanos. Who did I say? Hanos, Manos, and Fateros, which is the pigs. They're the boars. That comes next. Then Squirt turns up. Okay? So it is pet sign of the critter.
Okay.
This is the time. So it's my Saturday. My Saturday morning, when I wake up, nobody talk to me. I'm just saying, because I am going to be pet battling Squirt.
But you know that we have a podcast, right?
That's on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My Saturday. So I am going to be going nutso with Squirt. So I've got my leveling tea. I've got all my leveling teams. I've got my Squirt team ready to go.
Can you tell us what your leveling team is?
Well, no, I just make leveling queue, right?
Rematch. No. Yeah. But what's the team that you use to level up other pets?
Oh. Okay, so the team is Enchanted Broom. That goes in the first pet slot. I'm gonna set up and okay. Enchanted Broom, that's the one that you got for, remember?
What skills? Yep.
Okay, so you want Batter.
Yep.
Batter is number one, Sweep is number two, and Wind Up is number three.
Gotcha.
Then in the second pet slot, that is where that you will put your leveling pet.
Okay.
And Rematch, if people don't know, but Rematch is the add-on that will blow your mind for pet battling. Okay. Because you can set, what I can do is I can actually set a pet leveling queue. And all I do is I level the pet. And once it hits 25, the next pet comes in. I can just stand there and do Squirt all day. And normally about 3 to 4 pet battles will take a leveling pet from level 1 to 25. That's it. And in like literally 3 pet battles. Make sure if you've got your safari hat, your safari hat needs to go on because that's an extra 10%. The other things that you can have are the lesser pet treat and the pet treat. So the lesser pet treat increases experience by 25% for 1 hour, and the pet treat increases by 50% for 1 hour in pet experience. These stack with sign of the critter. Okay, so you are going to take a pet from level 1 to level 25 in literally 3, worst case, 4 pet battles. It's bam, bam, bam. Okay, now the third pet in the team has to be Weebomination. Has to be the Weebomination. And Weebomination will be Cleave is the first attack. I have Consumed Corpse and then Corpse Explosion, but the only thing you're going to use is Cleave from Weebomination. Okay? Because it becomes crazy. It just becomes crazy because what you're going to do is you're just going to obliterate the back line of the team with Cleave. That's basically what it's all about. So, and it's roughly in about, I can't remember. I think it's, it's all about the Cleave. Thank you. He's distracted me. It's about, I think it's about 14. I can't remember. It's about 14 steps. Literally, that's what it is. So do you want me to just quickly go over
hold on. It is? Because we only have five minutes left. Yeah. For the leveling pet, does it matter what level the pet is? Can it
level
be
one.
Any
no,
level?
Level one.
Okay, great.
Level one to level 25. But you're going to get the most out of your pet because your level one pet will go from like one to level 14 or 15. Sure. If you've got your hat, your buffs on, you will take that pet from literally 1 to 14 or 15. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've done a squirt day. Yeah. So I'm a little bit, you know, plus I'm sick. So I'm a little bit mental of I can't remember what the jumps up, but it's like 1 to 14, 14 to 19. I think it was like 19 to 20 and then 20 to possibly 23, 24, and then your last okay. one. So I think it was four pet battles.
Are you able to remain on the same character, or do you have to jump between tunes?
Nope. So I stay on later.
Character? Okay.
And all I do is I do one pet battle. I go back. I will either use my bandages or I will press my my revive pet battle, or else then you talk to the NPC Sarah
yep.
there, and she can also revive your pets for like 10 silver or whatever it is. Okay. So it's very quick. So as long as you know, it's like bam, it's like under, I don't know, I think it was under 3 minutes for a pet okay. battle.
And so for the actual strat, where did you get yours from?
Strat comes from Wowhead.
Okay.
Like there is a lot of different strats. I've read a lot of different strats on Warcraft pets as well as Wowhead, as well as Lilo had told me and Strumpet. They all had their these are like pet battling gurus who are thankfully my friends, and they had given me ideas. But there is a strat. If you go onto Wowhead, that's probably the easiest place to have a look. Type in Squirt and it'll come up Squirt NPC. So go there and you'll see the strategy is there. The strategy came from originally from Sepsis, which is a Warcraft Pets person. So I'm pretty sure he also has it posted on the Warcraft Pets. And it is as easy as like it's like 13-14 rounds and they're dead. So literally within the space of about 3 minutes, you've done one. Heal up, go again.
What's
so
the name of the pets that Squirt uses? Because I don't see it. I'm looking at Zufu's guide and I just want to see if it's similar or not.
Is it
Manos, Squirt, Hanos, and Phatos?
Squirt will use... Now you're making me think. So Squirt uses the Diablo pets, right?
Oh,
so okay. they are... That was my nephew. But they're called different... They're called different words. It's... Oh, mental blank. So it's the goblin.
Deebs, Teary, and Puzzle?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Puzzle is the last one. Yep. And yeah. So it's just a matter of doing that.
So I do see the strategy here on Zufu's. It's alternative 3. I'll link it in the chat. It seems it turns 4 and up, but here I'll.
Yeah, and Zufu. I mean, there are other ways. It was not my way. My old way used to be actually to use Arctic Fox Kit and Ghostly Skull, but that strategy, that's another strategy that you can use, but it took longer. It took about 17, 18 rounds. And when I've got an hour buff, so literally when I'm doing an hour buff on using the lesser pet treat and the pet treat,
yeah.
I've got an hour to use them. Now,
yeah.
If I've got to walk away from the computer, I'm going to log my tune out because I am not wasting those buffs. Okay. So if you've got to walk away, log your tune out, because if you sit there, it's going to count down on the time that you're going to use, you know, time that you're not going to get. And you want to keep that time fresh so you can get as many pet battles in. So just keep that in mind. But within an hour, if you're doing a pet battle every roughly 3 minutes, that's a lot of pet battles that you're going to get through. That's a lot of pets that you can get leveled from level 1 to level 25. Or even if you just said, I want to get, you know, just level all these pets from level 1 to like level 15, just do that first pet battle and level all your level 1s.
Okay.
You're going to get a huge turnaround of toons. Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's just a tip. Two days. That's one and a bit day.
Just the tip.
And all the other tips. Okay.
Wow. So that strategy that I posted, it looks similar to what I think it is the same thing. Basically, you sweep at first, and then puzzles force in. Swap to your level pet. Swap to your Wii Abomination, and then you cleave until either your Wii Abomination is dead or puzzle is dead.
Yeah, I'll put this. I can't put this in the chat. I'll put this in for you.
Why can't you put it in chat? You should be able to.
Oh, because chat's over on the other computer. I can't reach it. That's the wowhead, which takes you straight to the comments, and it's the very first comment.
Okay.
It's the very first comment under Squirt NPC. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So Squirt Day's coming, people. Squirt Day's coming. Yay! All right. Okay. All right, it's time.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah, okay, so where? Sorry?
It's time.
It's time. Okay, it is time. So where you can find us, don't forget, you can check out the website, adventuresinazeroth.com. You can email us. Let us know how your Squirt Day went. We would love to know about it. You can email us, podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. You can also tweet us at @advazeroth, as well as jump into our Discord channel, which is tinyurl.com/AIA Discord. Don't forget, we're live every Thursdays, twitch.tv/advazeroth, which is 6 a.m. for Stone and 8 p.m. for me.
Just thinking that Squirt Day is now during when I'm going to be doing the watch.
No, it's not.
It's just podcast. It's going to be
Saturday.
Yeah, but no, it's not for me.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Sunday morning is.
Oh wait, it's tomorrow then. It's tomorrow then.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Because it's going to shift.
It's your Friday night.
It's going to shift.
Yeah.
The next day is going to start at 11 o'clock. And so then it'll start 11 on Friday. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I know what I'm going to be doing. I have a whole, I've 464, whatever. I've got pets to level. Wow. Okay. You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP while I'm grasping your one stone. And also not saying numbers correctly, and I do the WoW Challenges podcast with that one over there. Where is she?
Me here. I'm here.
This one.
Yeah.
Saturday nights at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, which is Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time. On Twitch.tv/WoW Challenges. I'm surprised to find out that you guys have more than two time zones. I thought it was only East and West. I found out that you have a Central South and a Central North. I don't know why it's split up between North and South, but, you know, because time zones are supposed to be vertical chunks, not... Anyways, we can talk about that a different day. Where can we find you, Lila?
Well, you can find me on the warcraftpets.com, which I'm currently just having a look at because I want to see. So my rank on Urban Ring currently is 31. And I'm just going to say this. Asheo said to me last night that he was off doing some leveling because he was needing to catch me and go past me, which he has currently, which that's fine. And I said to him, I said, I'm not worried. I said, and he's like, what? You're not worried? I said, no, Ash, because you need to be worried when I say that I'm going to do pet battles. So all I'm saying is, Asheo, I'll be doing squirt day. And trust me, you're level 27 to my 31. Yeah, that's going to go away really quickly. So I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there. He can't hear me. He's not even listening, but I'm going to tell him that I'm just throwing down the challenge. Anyway, you can find me on, yeah, I'm just like, what is it? What is it? Throwing the mallet. No, not the mallet, the gauntlet. What's the, your glove?
Yes, the
throwing the glove down. Yeah. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. And also WoW Challenges podcast, as well as Behind the Avatar, which will be coming back very soon, I promise. Thank you, everyone, for the likes, for the retweets, for all of that good stuff. Don't forget, check out the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. And we really do appreciate it. Everyone that listens to us, everyone who jumps in the chat room. Thank you, Spanky, for joining with us tonight. We miss Zot. You better give Zot a little shout out, because he's changed jobs, so he's on a slightly different shift. We miss you, Zot. We hope that the job's going really well. Other than that, squirt day. I need to get my rest. I've got to not be sick for squirt day. Just saying. So you better go and register Warcraft pets, dear.
Oh, I'm already on there.
Okay, well, you're not showing. Where are you? You on Earthen Ring? Which one have you registered on?
Should be under Ysera, I think. But I think I'm going to transfer, because now that this was before I transferred the first time.
So. Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what? We're it's all going to be on Squirt Day. The Squirt Day's coming. Yeah, baby. The perfect
clean tag.
Well, it is squirt day. There's nothing wrong. I don't care where you and Spanky's minds are, but I'm saying squirt day is the best thing ever. Can't wait. Anyway, we better say goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017, adventuresinazeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.